is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, you will make your happy life.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like Coquito, you know she from Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sauce inside cooling. I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby. I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, "Come on, stars." I said, "Me no speak-o."
Yeah, fake it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning, I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego.
Yeah,
I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay, we just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of Coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, tryna swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Tryna play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. Time, no.
7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time. Try to prove who's right. If it all goes crashing to the sea, if it's just you and me trying to find a light.
Like ships in the night, letting fly, say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns out. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time changed.
reminiscing days when they used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the high, man. Used to bust jugs for a nice change. It's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. I only wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey. Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own. Even when I'm home, taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do. Even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
On summer night, shadow that I can't define. Turn into a gas like kerosene. Love that felt like 17. Hurt me too.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games, games, don't you ever.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Final series of the year continues here in Amarillo, Texas. It's the Amarillo Sod Poodles hosting your Frisco Rough Riders for the third game of this six-game series to close out the 2023 season. And the Rough Riders coming off a well-put-together game and a blowout win yesterday. In fact, well, the final score 10-1 over the Sod Poodles. The highlight was no doubt Wyatt Langford, two home runs of his three home runs in the series. They've all come, well, two games in. He's homered in both games, and a solo home run yesterday and a go-ahead two-run home run last night, and the Rough Riders never looked back as his home run broke a 1-1 tie in the third inning, and Frisco kept on pouring it on after that. His home run got Frisco to double digits yesterday with that final score of 10-1. 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors in Amarillo, one run on just five hits, and they did not help out their own case defensively, committing five errors. Now, in today's ballgame, it's going to be tough against a guy who shut down the Rough Riders earlier this year. Yumin Lin gets the start for the Sod Poodles today. His 11th start of the season, the first of which was a really good one against Frisco. Six shutout innings against the Rough Riders. Two hits allowed, eight strikeouts over six innings. No extra base hits. And again, no runs back in July 16, his Double-A debut. So his first start of Double-A and his last one of this year, at least, will be against Frisco. And he gets the start today on this Thursday. Opposite of him is Seth Nordlund, a 2-6 record for the Rough Riders and a 6.01 ERA at the Double-A level, in fact. He has spent time both in the Twins organization and the Rangers org this year at the Double-A and then also Triple-A level with the Rangers org. His last start was a tough one against Northwest Arkansas, just four innings and seven earned runs. And he has not faced Amarillo this year. The 26-year-old out of Mesa, Arizona, looks to finish out his year on a good note. His final start will come here in Amarillo today. First pitch at 6:35 tonight for the final 6:35 game of the series. We have the 7:05 starts tomorrow and Saturday, and a 1:05 beginning to our final game of the year on Sunday. When we return, Zion Bannister joins us. Part two of a conversation with one of the newest Rough Riders members. The youngster out of the Bahamas, just 22 years old, is our guest after the break. Zion Bannister joins us when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Welcome back in the pregame show. Zion Bannister is our pregame guest today for part two of this conversation with one of the newest members of the Frisco Rough Riders. The native of the Bahamas joins us now. This is Zion Bannister. Let's come back to a little bit of your backstory. Growing up in the Bahamas in Nassau, you came to America and started going and playing at IMG Academy in Florida towards the end of your middle school years. But you must have already had a pretty good experience in baseball to have gotten to that point, because IMG is a well-put-together school, a lot of good athletes and student-athletes there. Tell me about your growth in baseball to begin with, what club team it was, or what got you to a high level so that you could then succeed beyond just your childhood years.
To be honest, to start off everything, I was just thinking about going to college. Actually, not even college, just high school. I was really happy for that. And I'm really big in religion, my faith, you know, when it comes to God and Jesus Christ. I just put everything in His hands, and I just control the things that I can control. But every day, I just try to be a better self for myself, honestly. Yeah. And growing up, I haven't seen myself this far. Obviously you see yourself this far. You imagine it. You dream about it. You think about it. But I always kind of fantasize about it mentally, and talk to myself. You know, what if this happens? That happens. How would I feel? Would I be ready? Would I be ready for it? And honestly, I just took each day at a time. Yeah. And thankfully, and through God, I'm here. Yeah. So I'm really grateful for everything.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of myself as a person. And like I said, there's just a lot more work to be done.
That's cool. For sure. I appreciate that. And a couple of final things with Zion Banister here on the pregame show. I mean, you talk about who you are a little bit outside the field, and I like learning about players and who they are beyond just what they do when they're at the plate or fielding, that sort of thing. What sort of impact do you want to have on a clubhouse, on the fans, and essentially who do you want to be known as, your identity as a person? What stands out about you?
I honestly would say my hunger and my leadership for the game. Every time that I get to wake up and I get to come to the baseball field, I don't take anything for granted, and I feel like it shows. It shows at every level that I've been at. It shows to fans, to the organization, also to myself. Like I said, there's still, you know, some work to be done, but there's only so much that you can do in order to be a baseball player. But honestly, my leadership, I think, is a big part of who I am as a person. And I want to always be able to impact another person in a positive way. Me personally, on and off the baseball field. When I step on the baseball field, I don't know if it's somebody that hasn't seen me play. You know, it's a game of failures, but it's the way you go about handling certain things. And for me, I just want to have fun each and every time. I want somebody in the stands to say, I want to be like him.
Yeah.
And if they say why, then it's just my love and my passion shows for the game. Like, honestly, baseball is my life. It's always been my life. The only thing I've ever known and ever wanted to do was just play baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to move the way I'm moving now when I'm 60 years old, but I know that I will always want to be around the baseball field my whole life. And, you know, hopefully my future kids can somewhat follow my footsteps and be a little bit better than I am. But I always want to be able to impact my teammate or a fan or somebody else in the world just by my hard work, my work ethic.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Well, keep striving. Hope to see you there one day. I appreciate your time, Zion. Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
All right. There's Zion Banister on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Coming down the home stretch of the 2023 season, Game 3 of the six-game series, which is the final week for the Rough Riders, getting underway in about 5 minutes. Here's the starting lineups for both teams, beginning with Sean Roof's club, the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Tim Tawa tops the card for the Sod Poodles. He's played second base today, and his team leading 113th game played of the season. After Tawa is Caleb Roberts hitting second. And playing left field, A.J. Vukovic hits third and plays center. Seth Beer bats cleanup and is at first base today. Across the corner at third is Davison De Los Santos hitting fifth. Then it's Nafi Castillo patrolling right field and hitting sixth. Christian Robinson is the designated hitter tonight, batting seventh. Juan Centeno catches and hits eighth. Giancarlo Cintrone bats ninth and has the shortstop assignment. Again, it's Yu-Min Lin, the starting pitcher for the Amarillo Sod Poodles today, and Seth Nordlund, the starter for the Frisco Rough Riders. Now for Carlos Cardoza, his batting order today begins with Kaber Rodriguez. Once again, gets back every game this series at the top of the card. He's also the shortstop today with his .235 average and two hits yesterday, including a double. Wyatt Langford had a great day yesterday. He bats second once again and DHs this evening. Two home runs yesterday and two walks for the youngster just drafted this year out of Florida. Liam Hicks checks in at the three hole. He's playing first base today. Kellen Strom has the cleanup spot covered and playing center field. Next to him in the outfield is Aaron Zavala hitting fifth, and in left field, then it's the other corner outfielder Josh Hatcher hitting sixth and playing right field. So those three outfielders going back to back to back. Then it's back to the infield. Freiner Chavez playing second base and batting seventh. Chris Cease with his team leading 20 doubles this year is hitting eighth and playing third base. Scott Capers bats ninth and dons the mask today as the catcher for Seth Nordlund. So once again, that's Rodriguez, Langford, Hicks, Strom, Zavala, Hatcher, Chavez, Cease, and Capers. Trying to follow up a victory yesterday with the Rough Riders claiming the win with 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors. In Amarillo, very different story. Just one run, five hits, and five errors in the ballgame for Amarillo yesterday. Frisco had only had four hits the day before in the series opener on Tuesday and had 12 hits yesterday. And after having no hits in the same inning on Tuesday, they were able to stack together some hits, some runs. Two-run home run by Wyatt Langford, a later solo home run by Wyatt, and Frisco ran away with it to now get to 32-33 in the second half of play. And on the season, the Rough Riders' record is now 63-70. Meanwhile, Amarillo is 40-25. They've already locked up a playoff berth. Frisco has locked up the opposite. They've been eliminated as of a couple of days ago back on Saturday. So both teams know their playoff fate. Amarillo looking to keep adding on to their overall season record, which is at 74-60 on the season. So on this September 14th, it's the fourth to last game of 2023 for the Rough Riders. We do already know what next year's schedule looks like. If you go to ridersbaseball.com, you can see that whole gamut of games for next year, with the Rough Riders opening up next April in 2024. Just around the corner, and before we know it, we'll be playing baseball once again. But after the next 3 days, the Rough Riders will have the offseason. Guys will go off to train, play winter ball, whatever it may be, and then come back for 2024. Should be fun to see Frisco baseball at the end of this series and going on to next year. Should be fun, Zach, and excited to see next year's schedule already.
Yeah, no doubt. It's you know, always fun to kind of look at the beginning of this season and say, oh, we end in Amarillo, and here we are in Amarillo. It's kind of crazy how fast it comes, but it's been a really fun season, and I'm looking forward to kind of reminiscing on this season throughout the week. And in addition to that, hoping to get some good baseball to keep us to going through the rest of the winter after this, as we'll have the offseason coming up.
Good baseball the end of the week. It'll be fun that the Rangers are still in playoff contention, so we don't end the Rough Rider season and say, well, that's it for the Rangers org. There's nothing else to play for. No, there very much is a lot to play for, and now we'll have a chance to actually watch more baseball than we normally could. We talk about the Rangers. We rarely watch the Rangers because we're always playing at the same time, so that'll be nice to have a little leeway and watch them, the other AL West contenders, and the whole playoff picture coming into form. And just for a little update while we're talking about it, the Rangers trailing, but in a close game and early in the series against the Blue Jays. 2-1 is the mark in the top of the second inning. Good pitching matchup today with Nathan Eovaldi and Kevin Gausman as the starters on the hill for the Blue Jays and the Rangers today. Again, one-run lead for Toronto so far. Corey Seager doing what he always seems to do. 31st home run of the year for Corey to match Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who also homered. So a pair of dingers today for the Blue Jays and the Rangers. 2-1 Toronto in that one. Well, we'll continue here, and the pregame show wraps up. First pitch coming up when we return. The Rough Riders send out Kaber Rodriguez to face Yu-Min Lin when we come back with first pitch of this third game of a six-game series getting underway right after this. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Sidearms to second. Rodriguez throws, picked out at first for the double play.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Up the scoreboard and gone.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. On you to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Worden.
On this gorgeous Thursday night, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's time for Game 3 of this six-game series here in Hodgetown. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Texas Panhandle. Alongside Josh Worden, I'm Zach Bigley. The Frisco Rough Riders coming off a 10-1 win last night, and they look to add on to that and continue a very nice end to this 2023 season. Keber Rodriguez leads things off against Yumin Lin, making his second start of the season for Amarillo against the Rough Riders. Yumin Lin, the number one pitching prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, and the lefty winds back. He delivers home the game's first pitch. Rodriguez swings, pops it up right side, shallow right field. Tawa, the second baseman, into foul ground, makes the basket catch, and there's the first out of the ballgame. On the first offering, Rodriguez popped it up. It tailed down the right field line into foul territory, and Tawa, on a dead sprint, was able to track it down. The former Stanford Cardinal made the catch, and there's one away on the first pitch of the game at 6:39 p.m. On a very pleasant night for baseball, 75 degrees. Our first pitch temperature, sunshine up above, partly cloudy though. 9-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from center field, and here's Wyatt Langford and the left-hander Lynn, the first pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Wyatt Langford, the designated hitter today, and there have been few that have been hotter than Wyatt Langford in all minor league baseball over the last four games. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Langford takes a belt-high strike on the outside edge, 0-2. Langford has four consecutive multi-hit games, exactly eight hits, two hits in each of those last four. He's homered three times in his last two games, including two homers yesterday. The 0-2 pitch. He swings, rams it into left field, sending Roberts into the gap, and it falls in a base hit. Langford a wide turnaround first, but he stomps on the brakes, heads back into first base, and he has his fifth hit in the last two games. A five-game hitting streak for him now, and his 11th hit here at the AA level in his ninth game played. A single into shallow left center field. Here's Liam Hicks now, the Rough Riders' first baseman. No score, just underway in the top of the first inning. Lynn from the stretch, he pitches. Captures the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Heung-Min Lin, a guy who is a command-based pitcher, and he is very good at that. He has two nasty off-speed offerings in the curveball and the slider, the pitch. High and outside, and it hits Centeno, and that's because it hit Liam Hicks first. It hit Liam Hicks' elbow and then went back and knocked Centeno's mask off, the catcher. A hit by pitch and Wyatt Langford down to second base. Liam Hicks aboard at first. Runners at first and second, one down for the Rough Riders. A little carom, a little pinball action. Hit the batter, then the catcher. So runners at first and second, one down. Here's Kellen Strong. Stretch in the pitch. Strom swings, puts it in the air, foul down the right side. It's 0-1. The first time Heung-Min Lin faced the Rough Riders, it was in his AA debut, and he was fantastic in that start against Frisco. It was all the way back on July 28th. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's now 0-2 on the center fielder, Kellen Strom. In that start, he went six shutout innings, allowing just two hits, eight strikeouts. One of the men who had the hit, the pitch, is a chopper down the third baseline, weakly hit and foul. Just barely foul, still 0-2. One of the men who had a hit in that game was Kellen Strom. He had a single for the Rough Riders. He's up with the runner in scoring position already in this one. The Rough Riders in yesterday's game, they scored 10 runs on 12 hits, but they went 4-for-15 with runners in scoring position in that game. So an opportunity early on to pick up a hit in this kind of situation. Langford has good speed. He leads from second. Hicks from first. Here's the left-hander stretch. He looks back at second, deals. Strom watches just up high, and it's one ball and two strikes. Strom three hits yesterday. Single twice and doubled. He's got the average up to 247 towards the end of the season. 1-2 offering. Breaking ball, strike three called. Got him on the outside edge. A nasty curve. And Kellen Strom caught looking for the second out of the inning. First strikeout for Heung-Min Lin, and that brings Aaron Zavala to the plate with runners at first and second, and now two outs. Whole side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter against the lefty. Lynn fires. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Defense behind Heung-Min Lin today. It's Caleb Roberts in left. A.J. Vukovic is in center. Nathan Castillo in right field. Davison De Los Santos at third base. Giancarlo Cintron is at shortstop today. The 0-1. High and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Tim Tawa is the second baseman. Seth Beer at first, and Juan Centeno does the catching today for Heung-Min Lin. Zavala back in from the back of the left-handed batter's box. The pitch, chopper foul right side. One ball, two strikes. Zavala, a two-run double yesterday. Rough Riders with a big win after a slim loss in game one, losing 2-1. One ball, two-strike pitch. Low and outside, misses with a breaking ball. Two balls, two strikes to Zavala. Umpires today, Nathan Dietrich is our home plate umpire. Chris Presley Murphy at first, Benjamin Engstrand at third. Lynn looks back at second, 2-2. Low and outside, three balls, two strikes. Lynn at 16 pitches so far here in his first inning. Decent crowd on hand on this Thursday night. And a jersey giveaway at the gates today here in Hodgetown. Payoff pitch, runners go, it's fouled back. Up and out of the friendly confines, and it's three balls, two strikes still on Zavala. Back in from the left side. 3-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Back-to-back looking strikeouts for Yumin Lin, and the Rough Riders strain a pair in the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. Bottom of the first coming up, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
To the bottom of the first inning from Amarillo, Texas. The Rough Riders scoreless in the first, and now Seth Nordlund to the hill against Tim Tawa, the right-hander. Here's the first pitch. Bounces low in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes on Tawa. It's Tim Tawa, Caleb Roberts, A.J. Vukovic, the first three for Amarillo. Seth Nordlund getting the start for Frisco tonight. He looks in for his sign. And the right-hander winds back, deals home. Swinging a line shot down the third baseline and foul. It's one ball and one strike. Seth Nordlund making his first appearance this season against Amarillo. The 26-year-old, 6'4", 213 pounds out of Mesa, Arizona. He has his sign in the 1-1. A line shot hit deep to center field. Strom back on his horse at the warning track. Into a back pedal, he makes the catch. He retires Tim Tawa. And those two faced off against each other in a baseball state championship during their senior year in the state of Oregon. And he retires him there for the first out. Caleb Roberts stands in now, the left fielder. No score in the first inning. First pitch. Clips the bottom of the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Nordlund this season with the Rough Riders, 2-5, a 6-2-3 ERA, making his 11th start. He lifts the leg, delivers, a breaking ball hit on the ground, second base side, And it's hit past Chavez into right field. He dove for it. It was just out of his reach. Base hit for Caleb Roberts. They had him played to pull, but Chavez still playing too close to the second base bag. Dove off to his left, and it was just away from him. A.J. Vukovic makes his way to the plate now. Nordland's number is a little bit elevated because of a poor start his last time out. He allowed 8 runs, 7 earned over 4 innings on 12 hits against Northwest Arkansas. First pitch in the dirt to Vukovic, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Looking for a much better outing this time to finish out his season. The right-hander peers in. He has his sign, looks over at first base over his left shoulder, now sets and fires into Vukovic. Just misses a little bit inside. It's 2-0. A.J. Vukovic, 112th game of the season this year. A .263 hitter, but 24 home runs and 95 runs batted in. 2-0. He checks his swing, takes a strike. Slider on the outside corner at the knees, and it's 2-1. Vukovic has been good against the Rough Riders this season. One of 5 different Amarillo Sod Poodles who have 3 home runs head-to-head against Frisco this year. 2-1. Slider outside edge again. Called strike 2. Amarillo has hit more homers against Frisco than Frisco has hit against them. Nordland readies, and the 2-2. Down in the dirt. Off the outside corner, Capers picks on a backhand, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Head-to-head, the Rough Riders have hit just 20 homers in 20 games. Amarillo has hit 24 in 20 games. Nordland brings in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider below the zone, and A.J. Vukovic goes down swinging. First strikeout for Seth Nordland. 2 outs in the first inning. Runner at first, no score. And here's Seth Beer. Beer has 12 home runs of his own. Former first-round pick by the Houston Astros out of Clemson. Pinwheels the bat out towards the hill as Nordland looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander is offering. Swinging a foul in and out of Capers' glove. It's 0-1. Defense behind Seth Nordland in this first inning looks like this. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Josh Hatcher in right field. Chris Cease at third, Caber Rodriguez at shortstop, Rainier Chavez at second, Liam Hicks at first base, and Scott Capers does the catching today. The 0-1. A line drive in a shallow left field over Chris Cease at third base. It drops in, base hit. Zavala comes up to collect and lofts it back in. Caleb Roberts up to second. Seth Beer with his second hit for Amarillo in his first inning. Davison De Los Santos the batter now. He's 3-for-7 with a home run in this series as he homered to open up the Amarillo scoring yesterday, and it was all they got. 10-1 win for the Rough Riders. The only run that first inning solo homer off of Dane Acker, who went 4 innings in his start yesterday. With 4 strikeouts. Here's Nordland's pitch. Fastball ripped it right by him, and it's 0-1, a swing and a miss. De Los Santos has been hot. It was his 19th homer of the year yesterday. Nordland looks in for his sign. And he delivers. Swing and a miss, and a good slider. He's ahead 0-2. De Los Santos, over his last 47 games, is hitting .316. And tied for first in the Texas League with 12 home runs during that stretch over his last 47 games. He's also first in extra base hits and first in total bases during that stretch. There's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs with the fastball. Got the cut through. And he strikes out 2 and strands a pair in the first inning. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on. We're into the top of the second inning next. It's the Rough Riders nothing and the Sod Poodles nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in the Texas Panhandle, the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles no score. Josh Hatcher to lead things off in the top of the second inning against Yu Min Lin. It's left-hander against left-hander. Hatcher 4-for-7 in the series after a three-hit day yesterday to tie a career high. His third career three-hit game. The pitch, he bounces it foul back behind home on the ground, and it's 0-1. It's Josh Hatcher, Franger Chavez, and Chris Cease due up for the Rough Riders. 6-7-8 in the order against Lynn, who allowed a couple base runners in the first, but no runs. The pitch, he slips it inside. One ball and one strike. Josh Hatcher went through a really tough stretch in August, hitting just 107 in the month. The 1-1. Misses high and inside. And it's two balls and one strike, but he was on a tear when he first got promoted to the Rough Riders in July. And he's been hitting better as of late as well. So the numbers are starting to turn a little bit around for Hatcher. 2-1 pitch. Swinging a hard grounder up the middle. The second baseman, Tawa, backhands, bobbles, bare hands off the ground, throws to first, and it's not in time. But Josh Hatcher beats it out, and he's safe on the E4. So in the last two games, that's now six errors by Amarillo defensively. They had five yesterday, which is the most in their franchise's history, and tied a season high for the most by a Rough Riders opponent this year. Here's the stretch by Lynn in the pitch. Swinging a soft roller to the left side. De Los Santos has got it at third on his second for one. Tawa to first in time. Around the horn, 5-4-3 double play. It eliminates the error on the first pitch. Two outs in the second inning. No score. Chris Cease bats. Sees right-handed batter against Lynn, who's back into his windup, and he delivers home. Curveball misses high and inside, 1-0. Yu Min Lin working with Juan Centeno as his battery mate today. It's the 21-year-old out of the mound against the 33-year-old behind the plate. Pitch is down low and inside. He had to jump over the top of it. Goes all the way back to the backstop, and it's 2-0. When Juan Centeno first made his pro debut in 2007, Yu Min Lin was just 4 years old. And here they are matched up as the battery at the AA level. 2-0. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle. The shortstop's got it. Cintron on to first, and it's in time. Retire the side. So three ground balls, one error, a double play, and a routine ground ball out to short. It's a 1-2-3 kind of inning for Yu Min Lin. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Make it one error in the inning, and the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles are scoreless into the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the second inning, the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Nafy Castillo leads it off against Seth Northland. First toss, a ground ball up the middle. Right at the shortstop, Rodriguez collects, throws wild onto first base. Hicks tries to apply the tag on Castillo as he goes flying by the bag, and he never touched the bag. So Hicks retraces his steps, tags him in foul territory, and there's the first out. Wow. So it was a high throw, pulled Hicks off the bag to his left, and then trying to tag Castillo, he forced him out of the baseline. He never touched the first base bag. So then he just jogged over, tapped him on the chest, and there's the first out.
It's good umpiring, too. Chris Presley Murphy never made a call. It's exactly what he's supposed to do.
First pitch is inside to Christian Robinson, 1-0.
So he can't say save because he never touched the bat. He can't say out because Hicks didn't tag him. And then good awareness from Hicks to realize that's what it meant.
The 1-0. There's a chopper again to short. Rodriguez has it, hip high, sets his feet, throws under first and gets him cleanly this time. A perfect strike right to Liam Hicks in the chest. And there are two outs. Wants it 10-0 bats now. Centeno, left-handed batter. We talked about Centeno plenty over the years that we have seen him. Time called. Northland steps out. He's ready to go with two outs, bases clear, no score. The pitch. Centeno watches outside corner for a strike, 0-1. He's played in over 1,000 career games, including many years in the majors. There's the wind back in the 0-1. Swinging a soft roller foul to the right side. 0-2. Centeno has filled the backup catcher role for many different organizations, and he only has 29 career professional home runs. 14 of them came in a Sod Poodles uniform last year. The 0-2, high and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. He's hit 15 homers here with the Sod Poodles. Last year, out of his 14, 9 of them were here in Hodgetown. The 1-2. Fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes. So taking advantage of the offensive-friendly confines. But he has been a wonderful guy in this clubhouse. He's known as kind of an extra coach in the clubhouse, being that he is such a veteran. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a pitch down low and inside. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Seth Northland. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Strikeout number 3 for the right-hander out of Mesa, Arizona. We're at the top of the third inning next, and Josh Warden is on the play-by-play when we come back. Nothing-nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Yumin Lin continues on the hill for the Amarillo Sun Poodles in the third inning here from Hot Shouts. Thanks much for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders and the Sun Poodles currently locked in a scoreless game. The lefty deals in, and Scott Capers takes low and away for ball one. Underway in the third inning. Amarillo, after a high-scoring game yesterday, at least in Frisco's side, 10-1 the victory. Yumin Lin pitches in and hits the outer half. A strike on Scott Capers. It's now 1-1. Capers is very familiar with this ballpark. He was here in the other six-game series against the Sod Poodles this year. Capers pops it up foul over the right side. It gets to the seats, and no chance for a catch and foul ground. Capers not only was here for that six-game series early in the season at Hodgetown, but he spent a lot of time playing that series. There were only two catchers on the roster at that point, and that's when David Garcia had broke his ham ankle. Now, Garcia is back now, but he missed about 2.5 months, all beginning with the injury right here in Amarillo. Yumin Lin steps and deals in. Off-speed pitch, tails off the plate. It's now 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Capers didn't catch the first game. Garcia started that one. He caught the second one, and then Garcia got hurt in game 3. Capers swings over the 2-2 and punches out. And first out of the inning in the third is a strikeout for Yumin Lin, his third of the day. Top of the order now, it's Caper Rodriguez in a scoreless contest, third inning. So Capers was alternating with Garcia. It was going to be Garcia in the odd games, first, third, fifth. Capers had started game 2 and then had to come in partway through game 3. Each he and Garcia got 2 at-bats that game. The pitch to Rodriguez, it is inside ball 1. So when Garcia was hurt and out for a couple of months, Capers caught that third game and then started game 4 and game 5. He caught 4 games in a row here in Amarillo. That's no easy task. Pitch to Rodriguez, hit on the ground, third base side, just inside the bag. It rolls to the corner, kicks off the wall right into the glove of the left fielder, Roberts. He throws to second, and it's not in time. Rodriguez slides in feet first, just ahead of the throw, and gets a double out of it on a ball that kicked off the wall up the left field side, and Roberts played it really well and made a throw in from medium depth left field, and Rodriguez was still able to get there in time for a double.
Caber is so much fun to watch. He was thinking two right out of the box, and then as soon as his right foot hit the bag, he looked up at the umpire and signaled he was safe. So you don't have to make the call. I can.
I got you covered. He was right. Runner at second, one out. Wyatt Lankford takes a pitch high and away. So an RBI opportunity for the recent college draftee. Just over 60 days ago, selected fourth overall. Lankford coming off his first 2 home run game. Runs with the Rough Riders. The pitch is outside, hits the corner, in fact. 1-1. Looking for another multi-hit game. You could do that already here in the third inning. And trying to get the first run in of the game for either team. He singled back in the first inning, so he's 1-for-1. Here's the 1-1. And it runs inside, 2-1 to Langford. He's already 5-for-7 this series. 3 home runs. just absurd so far for Lankford. What's he going to do this time? 2-1 delivery. It's low. He gets ahead 3-1. You could already draw his 10th walk of his Double-A career. And just his 9th game played. As many hits as he's gotten, he's also been patient and getting aboard a lot. 3 balls, 1 strike. The runner at second, and Lynn looks back at Rodriguez and pump fakes his way. That's his first disengagement of the at-bat. Lankford waves the bat a couple of times and readies for the 3-1. Lynn pitches. It's low, ball 4, and Lankford walks for the 10th time in his 9 games. It's a 5-pitch free pass, and that puts runners at first and second for Frisco. Only one out of the inning, and Liam Hicks is the batter for Frisco. And the 24-year-old climbs in. Lankford's done so well in this series in the first couple of weeks of Double-A baseball. The go-ahead home run yesterday and an icing home run. He gets a 10 runs. Pitches inside to Hicks. It's 1-0. And that gets Juan Centeno to jog from behind the dish to talk with Yu-Min Lin on the mound for the first mound visit. And two runners aboard for the Rough Riders and only one out of the inning. Well, the South standings shaping up in the Texas League. Already know the playoff teams that are in out of the South. That's San Antonio in the first half and Amarillo in the second half. Frisco is eliminated on Saturday. Amarillo had gotten a big enough lead over the Rough Riders. It would have been tough, even if Frisco had played a little better last week and kept themselves in contention. The top two teams in the South are both 8-2 in their last 10 games. 1-0 delivery to Hicks. It is at the top of the zone for his strike. It's 1-1. So point being, Frisco may kick itself for losing a game or two that it could have won, but in the end, it was a tough hill to climb. Those teams right ahead of them continued to play really well, so it was not going to be an easy task. Another look back at Rodriguez as Yu-Min Lin steps over on an inside move and doesn't actually throw, but Rodriguez back to the bat. First and second for Frisco. No score in this game. Third inning. Lin deals the 1-1. And it bounces off the glove of Centeno and goes to the backstop. Both runners advance. Rodriguez around third. Centeno trying to bait him and coming around third, but he stays there. Pass ball on Juan Centeno. So second and third now for the Rough Riders with one away. And Yu-Min Lin pitching with some trouble here. He did have 2 base runners in the first inning. Both he and Seth Nordlund did the same thing. 2 strikeouts, 2 runners on, and no runs across in the first inning, and they both had scoreless second innings as well in 1-2-3 fashion. Here's his 2-1 delivery to Hicks. Big cut and a miss. Throw back to third base, and Rodriguez is pegged out. Took a big lead and a secondary lead off of third base, and Centeno gunned him down on a back pick as Hicks swung through the pitch, and that's the second out of the inning. It's a 2-5 put out. Davison De Los Santos pumping his fist after putting the tag on Rodriguez. And now just a runner at second for the Rough Riders and 2 down. 2-2 pitch. A breaking ball top of the zone taken for strike 3, and the inning comes to an end. After having runners at second and third with 1 out over a span of 2 pitches, the Rough Riders get an out on a back pick and then a strikeout, and the inning comes to an end. No runs across, 1 left on, 1 hit, and it's still a scoreless game into the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Seth Nordlund back to the hill, hoping to keep this game scoreless in the bottom of the third inning, facing the bottom of the order for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Giancarlo Cintron hits for Amarillo, then top of the order afterwards. And the right-hander Nordlund goes into his winds. And the first pitch is low to begin the bottom of the third inning. No score yet, both teams with two hits. After a lengthy ball game yesterday with a lot of scoring, Nordlund's pitch is low, and it's 2-0 to Cintron. 10-1, the victory for the Rough Riders. All the scoring pretty much hogged by Frisco. Game that was one of the longest in the Texas League. 2-0 delivery. A high pop fly into left field. Hooking towards the seats. Rodriguez, the shortstop, sprinting over. So is the left fielder. And Zavala diving for it and lunging over the banister. Gave it a good effort. He's unable to make the catch. Almost tumbles over the railing with his belt buckle pressed up against the fence. It's only about 4 feet tall up along the left field line. And it lands just out of his reach.
It was very similar to the Lankford catch last week at home.
Yeah, leaned over the railing and snagged it in Frisco, and that one just a little too far out of Zavala's glove. So it's strike one on Giancarlo Cintron. Two balls, one strike to the leadoff man in the third inning. Yesterday's game, 2 hours, 56 minutes. 2-1 delivery. A ground ball left side just to the left of the bag, and another foul ball, this one rolling into the Amarillo bullpen. Two balls, two strikes now. It was already the second longest game in the Texas League yesterday, and that doesn't count the delay. The game started 50 minutes tardy, so almost 4 hours, all things told, from when it was intended to begin at 6:35 yesterday. Nordlund's pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed for strike three. Pulled the trigger, and Cintron couldn't hold back. Dropped in the breaker, and it's Nordlund's fourth strikeout of the day. Ended last inning with a strikeout. And in fact, he's struck out three out of the last five batters that he has faced. Season high is six. Bounces this one in the dirt to begin the at-bat against Tim Tawa. So one time through the order for Seth Nordlund. He is not allowed a run. Neither pitcher has. Two singles and nothing else. Pitch is grounded towards Rodriguez. Shortstop dives for it in the grass, gets up, throws to first, and not in time. Oh, Rodriguez electric just to make that play to first, and it nearly got the out. Into the left center grass and spinning, and I don't know how he got that ball muscled to first base. Threw a little bit high. Hicks trying to lean out and stretch for the out. A bang-bang play, but Tawa beat it for an infield, well, kind of an infield single. It got technically into the grass. But it's a base hit.
Well, the thing that killed him there is how far he had to run for that ball. If that one's a little bit closer to him and he still has to dive, if it's hit a little harder, he would have gotten it.
Yeah. So now it's left-hand hitter Caleb Roberts. Takes a slider outside. It's ball one.
Just took so long for him to get to that baseball. That's more steps for Tawa down the line.
Nordlund had retired five in a row. Just three singles so far allowed. Scoreless game. It's 1-0 pitch to Roberts. This is outside. It's two balls and no strikes here in the third inning with one out. Roberts had one of those three singles so far. Did that through the right side on a ground ball. Our guy has been hitting really well for the Sod Poodles this year. 275 average. Nordlund from the stretch. Breaking ball whacked to center field. Strom running in. It bounces in front of him. Advances Tawa to second base and he stops there. A base hit for Caleb Roberts and he's 2-for-2 today. Guy already leading the team in average lately since August 1st, hitting 325 to lead the club. And he's two for two today. Two runners aboard on back-to-back singles. And A.J. Vukovic will have an RBI chance for the Sod Poodles after a mound visit. Sam Norglund has all the infielders jog in towards him, along with Scott Capers, his battery mate. So no score in this game. Both teams have threatened on multiple occasions. Both teams had two base runners in the first inning. Both teams have had two base runners here in the third inning. Both pitchers had a 1-2-3 inning in between those in the second. So they basically modeled it after each other. Yu-Man Lin goes first, and Seth Norlund matches him. And a very similar story for both starting pitchers. But if Norlund really wants to imitate him, he's got to get out of this jam and not allow a run. Two on, one out. And Vukovic steps in for the right side. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. A look back at second. No throw. Norlund to step off with Chavez running behind the lead runner, Tawa. And the second baseman is there for a throw, but Norlund doesn't make it. Gets back on the rubber and looks in. Comes set, looking back at Tawa. And his first pitch. It's a bit low. And ball one to A.J. Vukovic. Got the day off yesterday after the Sod Poodles clinched a playoff berth Tuesday, so Vukovic not in the lineup yesterday. Second game played of this series. This is game three. Norlund's pitch. Fastball swung on and missed by Vukovic. Over the top of it, it's strike one. Evens the count. He went one for two on Tuesday. Vukovic also drew a walk. Although he's been struggling against Frisco this year, a guy hitting 263 overall, but 190 against the Rough Riders this season. 1-1 delivery. Way high near the chin level of Vukovic. Backs away a little bit, and it's now a 2-1 count. He struck out today, and he leads the team for the Sod Poodles. He struck out more times than anybody against the Rough Riders, 23 strikeouts. The pitch is down to Vukovic, and it's now three balls and one strike to the right-hand hitter. Only hitting 190, he does have one home run against the Rough Riders this year, but leads the team with 24 overall, so to have just one against the Rough Riders is well below his average. 3-1 pitch, a chopper foul left side into the Amarillo dugout. And it's now a full count. One out in the inning. Tim Tawa, the runner at second base, hoping to score the go-ahead run. Caleb Roberts behind him at first base, not being held on. Liam Hicks nowhere in the neighborhood, playing way off the line to a right-hand hitter in Vukovic. Chavez, the second baseman, playing almost behind the bag. And Rodriguez in the hole at short. Sees playing a little towards the line, medium depth at third base. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Norlund. Breaking ball fouled third base side on the ground. Hits the tarp and stays put. Sean Roof will go over to jog and grab the souvenir. Three balls, two strikes from Seth Norlund. After striking out the first man he saw this inning, he's allowed back-to-back singles. And now a long at-bat against A.J. Vukovic. Seventh pitch of the at-bat here. Norlund is set, and he deals. Foul ball again, this one behind home plate. Seth Beer is on deck. He's one for one today. He's got 50 RBIs, which is a really decent number, but nowhere near A.J. Vukovic. He leads the team, top three in the league, and franchise record in RBIs, 95 this year. Looking to add on to it. There's the 3-2. Swing and a miss, breaking ball. The slider right past the barrel of Vukovic, strike three. Two strikeouts on Vukovic today, and Lordland picks up a huge K to get the second out of the inning. Still two runners aboard, job's not done yet. Seth Beer is the batter. An advantage to the hitter now with a left-hand batter at the plate. Beer singled the opposite way in his first plate appearance against Norlund today. And now round two here in the third inning. No score yet in Amarillo. Norlund's pitch. Breaking ball popped up in the left side. Foul ground. Cease running for it. Third baseman pauses and reaches out. He makes the catch near the mound on the bullpen. Cease kept his feet. Looked down for a moment to see where he was at and still located the ball. Makes the grab, and the inning comes to an end. Norlund does work out of the jam. Back-to-back singles, but he strands them both. And no runs across for either team through three complete innings today. The fourth inning awaits us on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened.
You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Three innings from Amarillo, Texas, and from Hodgetown here, the home of the Sod Poodles. It's the visiting Frisco Rough Riders in a tying game. No runs, 2 hits, no errors. And the Soddies with no runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Kellen Strom leads things off in the top of the fourth inning against Yu Min Lin. And the Taiwanese southpaw goes into his windup and his first pitch of the fourth inning. As a breaking ball catches the outside edge, strike one on Kellen Strom. Good day yesterday for the right-hand hitter out of San Jose State University. 3 hits in the ball game last night. 0-1. Strom starts to swing. On appeal, he did go on a pitch inside. It is now strike two on Kellen. Did have an RBI yesterday. It was on a sacrifice fly to go with his 3 hits, including a double. He's 0-for-1 today. Struck out against Lynn in his first at-bat. 18 doubles, 3 triples, 5 home runs this year for Kellen Strom. The 0-2. He fouls it back behind home. And still an 0-2 count. Had the only triple of Frisco's week last series. Also had a triple here in Hodgetown earlier this year. 2 of his 3 triples. The 0-2. A ground ball hard hit towards second base, but vacuumed in by Tim Tawa. And he puts out Kellen Strom and one away. Strom made a nice catch on Tawa earlier today, backpedaling near the wall, and now a little bit of reverse action. Not the hardest play ever, but not easy. It was pretty hard hit towards Tawa, but didn't have to move a ton for it. It makes it look easy. Aaron Zavala is next for the Rough Riders. One out, nobody on. Scoreless game, fourth inning. Lynn's pitch. Another ground ball right side. Easier hit for Tawa. Vacuums it in again and throws to first. A bit shorter of a throw, and that one even easier. Pair of 4-3 ground outs on back-to-back pitches. So 2 outs in the inning, and Josh Hatcher will try to get aboard for the first Rough Riders batter this inning. Frisco threatened last inning. A double and a walk went back-to-back, but no runs across. First pitch to Josh Hatcher. A ground ball right side again towards Tawa. Has to run in, gloves, flips it out of the glove and gets the out. 3 ground balls to Tawa on back-to-back-to-back pitches. Each of them softer hit than the previous one. And Tawa makes all 3 plays. 3 up, 3 down. And Tim Tawa, the MVP, recording a professional record tying 3 assists in the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
No score in the bottom of the fourth inning from Amarillo. Seth Nordland facing Davison De Los Santos. Righty-righty matchup to begin the fourth. And Nordland's first pitch of the frame. Breaking ball low and away, a slider that De Los Santos wanted nothing with. Looked like he was not intending to swing at all on that first pitch. For a guy who hit a home run, was aggressive yesterday, two base hits. Nordland's 1-0. Still, De Los Santos was swinging. He bounds it off the glove of Chris Cease and passed the third baseman into the bullpen. De Los Santos runs to second, and he stops there for what probably will be ruled an error on Chris Cease, although it was a hard hit. They'll give him a double, in fact. And De Los Santos has his second extra base hit in as many games. Ripped a ball past Chris Cease, who had a chance at it, but at 104 off the bat, hit his glove and dribbled to the Amarillo relievers who sit in foul ground. And some of them scampered away or lifted their legs on the bench and allowed Rodriguez and Zavala, the shortstop and left fielder, to run in, but no chance to get De Los Santos at second base. Leadoff double, first pitch to Nafe Castillo is inside, and a changeup for ball one. It's a runner at second for the Sod Poodles. Yet another chance. Both teams have threatened a lot today, but have not scored. Bottom of the fourth. Nordland's pitch. Castillo chases the slider. It's 1-1. Castillo grounded out today in the second inning on a dramatic play. Caber Rodriguez throwing a little bit wide. Liam Hicks came off the bag. Nafe Castillo never went on the bag. The batter runner surpassed first base without ever touching it. Liam Hicks smartly realized that, looked at the umpire, saw no call, and said, well, I guess neither of us touched it. I'll go tag him. He did, and then the out was made. 1-1 pitch. A ground ball left side right towards Rodriguez. He'll throw to third. Cease tags him out, and he makes the play on De Los Santos. After he couldn't field the ball by De Los Santos, he gets chance number two on a tag, and it's a 6-5 fielder's choice. Nafe Castillo safe at first base, and the Rough Riders gain an out and 90 feet on the bases, with now a runner at first base instead of second. Good play by Rodriguez, and a bit of a blunder base running wise by De Los Santos, as that was a relatively easy play for Rodriguez to throw to third. So now it's Christian Robinson. First pitch is popped over the right side. Maybe a chance for Chavez, the second baseman, near foul ground. He makes a basket catch right before he crosses into foul territory and makes the play. So two outs on two pitches. And after his runner at second, nobody outs. It's now runner at first, two outs, and no runs in. A lot of innings today have started out really promising for the offense. And there's been a lot of water thrown on the fires each inning. Sod Poodles have stranded four today and not scored. Nordland deals a throw over to first. Robinson dives back. Or pardon me, Castillo, the runner at first, who dove back. Two outs. Castillo, the only runner. No score. The Rough Riders have had multiple base runners on in two different innings and have not scored. Nordland's pitch. Centeno takes high and away. Both teams with multiple base runners in two different innings. And a leadoff double this inning. Both teams have an extra base hit, but all that, no runs for either club. Two outs and a 1-0 pitch from Seth Nordland. Just below the knees. And now it's 2-0 to Centeno. Went 1-for-4 yesterday. Guy hitting .279 on the year. 11 doubles with just one home run this season for Juan Centeno. Struck out swinging earlier today. Off speed, that's down and in near the shoelaces of Centeno. And the catcher takes ball two. Pardon me, ball three. And it's 3-0. Infield playing more towards the middle. Here's the pitch to Centeno. High pop fly towards the left side. Zavala giving it a look, but he runs out of real estate. And lands about 15 feet out of his reach and then bounces back onto the field of play. Third baseman Chris Tease playing way off the line against Centeno, not expecting a slap hit down the line. Although Centeno did put that one down the left field side, but in the air. Shortstop Rodriguez playing behind the bat.
Do you see what Zavala just did?
No. Here's the 3-1. It is on the outside half, 3-2.
Ball bounced back onto the field, and so he just turned and threw it up into the stands. No one was looking. It landed right in the middle of someone's table and spilled drinks everywhere.
I've always wondered. I've always waited to see that happen. I'm sad I missed it. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. A ground ball right side, foul just to the right of the bag. And we'll do the 3-2 over again. Do you get new drinks? If you have your drinks knocked off by a batted ball, it's one thing. But if you weren't paying attention for a thrown ball, that's kind of on you. What do you think?
I mean, I think you'll be able to get new drinks if you make that argument. Do you deserve them? Maybe not. You're a harsh critic on fans wanting credit for things. So
what else do
what
I
do you think?
What else do I do? What am I?
You don't want fans to get cheered for catching a pop-up or a foul ball, I should say, when it bounces.
I do think the culture on foul ball catching has gone too far.
Okay.
America needs to change just a little bit. Not much. Just a little bit. Juan Centeno needed a new bat after that foul ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ground ball foul again, left side, past Sean Roof, the manager. Just whenever there's a fan catching a foul ball, there's a loud cheer, which is fine. But fans have started to cheer even when they don't catch it. It's just a foul ball, and it lands in the seats, and someone grabs it and puts it up in the air, and everyone goes crazy. Well, you didn't do anything.
Does age matter there?
A little, yeah.
Like
a little kid. Yeah, sure. 3-2 pitch, hit high in the air to right field. Josh Hatcher drifts over just in front of the warning track, and he stops, makes the catch. And the inning comes to an end. So the Sod Poodles get a leadoff double but do not score. In fact, they strand a runner at first base. And no runs in for either club through 4 innings. We head into the 5th here from Amarillo. It's Zach Bigley on the play-by-play for the fans cheering just like a foul ball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Played 4 innings from Amarillo, Texas, and neither team has found the scoreboard. It's nothing our score. Franer Chavez leads it off. It's the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders in the 5th inning against Yumin Lin, who spun 4 shutout innings, allowing just 2 Rough Riders hits. Switch hitter from the right side, and here's the left-hander's pitch. Upper edge outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you.
Rough Riders, no runs on two hits. No runs on five hits for Amarillo. The pitch is sent high in the air out to left center field, and the park will hold it. Vukovic going back into the alley. He's there to make the catch, and there's one out. Chavez just missed it, and here's Chris Cease now. Franmer Chavez and Caper Rodriguez are very close, and they were having some fun before the game in the last 2 days. Franmer Chavez was born in Venezuela and grew up there when he was younger, but his family moved to Little Elm, Texas. Here's the pitch home. It's just inside 1-0, and he went to Little Elm for high school. And so he knows how to throw a football, but Caper Rodriguez has never thrown a football. And so he was teaching him how to throw one yesterday. The pitch in. Upper edge outside corner to Chris Cease for a strike. It's 1-1. And Rodriguez has gotten remarkably better.
I saw him throwing earlier today. I would never have guessed that he had never thrown. It looked pretty good.
The pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 on Cease. As he was throwing it right-handed, he was throwing it left-handed. He was having some fun with it. And he and Chris Cease were trying to catch the ball that was thrown in their general direction at the same time. It's a little bit unfair. Cease a little taller than Caber. There's the 1-2. Breaking ball, strike three called. And Cease is sat down looking on the curveball. Fifth strikeout for Yumin Lin. And there are two outs. No surprise, Yumin Lin picking up the strikeouts. He's fifth in the D-backs organization in strikeouts this season. Yeah, it's five more tonight so far. Two outs, bases clear in the fifth inning. And Scott Caper steps in. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Caper is out in front. It's 0-1. The Rangers up north in the great white north. Easy for me to say. And the 0-1 pitch to Scott Caper. Outside corner is strike, 0-2. The great white north. Texas trailed 2-1 in the first inning, but they have come back and taken a 4-2 advantage in the top of the fifth against Toronto. Corey Seager with a home run and an RBI double. Evan Carter has a walk in that game. He's 0-1. The 0-2. Breaking ball sits outside. It's 1-2. Corey Seager is 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs. He's so good. He's now hitting 345 on the season. 1-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt. 2-2. Nathan Eovaldi done after 3 1/3 innings in his start. And our old friend Cody Bradford has taken over on the hill. For the Rangers. Up 4-2 right now in the fifth inning. We're in the top of the fifth inning here in Amarillo. It's 0-0 our score. 2-2 offering on the way to the Rough Riders catcher, Scott Caper. He swings and misses, strike three. A nasty changeup way out in front. It's the sixth strikeout for Yumin Lin in another 1-2-3 inning. He's sat down 7 in a row. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Into the bottom head of the fifth inning, our score, no score on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
And we're welcoming you back into Hodgetown. Rough Riders no score against the Amarillo Sun Poodles. Final series of the 2023 season. Giancarlo Cintron leads it off against Seth Nordland. 56 pitches through four innings for the right-hander in scoreless baseball. Here's Nordland's first toss. Fits into the outside corner. A strike. Cintron showed bunt and pulled back. 0-1 on the shortstop, who struck out against him back in the third. Nordland is one strikeout away from tying his season high of six. The 0-1. Low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Well, as we always do during Seth Nordland starts, want to give a shout-out to his wife, Brett, and his beautiful daughter, Abby. The 1-1. Just outside, it's two balls and one strike. Hard to believe Abby is a little over a year old. Saw her walking the other day. Kind of just toddling along. 2-1. A line shot down the left field side and foul, and it's two balls and two strikes. Seth and Brett met when Seth was up in Spokane playing for the Spokane Indians when they were a short season affiliate of the Rangers. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss on a pitch that is down low off the outside corner. And Cintron went fishing. It's the sixth strikeout for Seth Nordland. One out of the fifth inning, and here's Tim Tala. Nothing our score here in the bottom of the fifth. Top of the order for Amarillo. First pitch. Tawa takes inside 1-0. One for two today with an infield single on almost an amazing play by Cable Rodriguez. A diving stop at shortstop. Tawa just beat it out. Nordland's offering. Chopped foul at the plate. One ball and one strike. Tawa also lined out to center field to Kellen Strong. Here's the wind back by Nordland in the 1-1. Breaking ball, half swing, and he went around. It's 1-2 now. Tawa, one of five different players with three home runs head-to-head against Frisco this season. He has 21 on the season, but he has struggled on the batting average side of things against the Rough Riders, hitting just 161. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. They appeal. He did not go. He was able to hold, and it's two balls and two strikes. Tawa, like a lot of Sod Poodles players, has done the majority of that power damage here at home. Of his 21 home runs, 15 have been in this building. Only six on the road. 2-2. Swinging a little ground ball, fisted up the middle. The second baseman, Chavez, collects, transfers, throws him out, two away. Caleb Roberts stands in. He's 2-for-2 in today's game with a single to right and a single to center. Roberts entered into today hitting .286 against Frisco with three homers. And the first pitch flutters high and away, 1-0. A .933 OPS head-to-head against Frisco, which is just slightly better than his season, the 1-0. Up and away, 2-0, a .907 OPS this season for Amarillo. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet in the run column. Play in the bottom of the fifth with two outs, bags clear. 2-0, Roberts checks his swing, watches one pierce the outside edge of strike. Right at the belt, it's 2-1. Lights have come on here at Hodgetown. Illuminating this playing surface as the sun begins to set. 2-1. Roberts pops it foul to the left side out of play. And it's two balls and two strikes. We're right in downtown Amarillo, Texas. And that pop fly that went up and out of the stadium, landing on South Buchanan Street, the left side of the ballpark. 2-2. So we're going to chop her up the middle. Chavez, the second baseman, races after it. It was out of his reach into right center. The right fielder, Josh Hatcher, flings it in. It's the third hit of the day for Caleb Roberts, all of them singles. They were playing him to pull, and Chavez was too far to pull this time. Had a range to his right side. He couldn't get there. A single for Caleb Roberts. Two outs, runner at first base. A.J. Vukovic bats, no score. Nordlund offers home. Vukovic watches one middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. If you look beyond left field here at Hodgetown, which was named after Jerry Hodge, the former mayor of this town, you get a look at City Hall. It's the building beyond left field. There's the 0-1. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat, a fly ball lofted to shallow right. It drops in, base hit. Roberts around second to third. He pulls up right there. Runners on the corners and two outs and back-to-back singles for Amarillo. That first one hit hard at 100 miles an hour off the bat. This one not hit hard at all. He got him out in front and just kind of looped it into shallow right field, and it dropped in right in front of Josh Hatcher. So back-to-back singles, and still with no score, Seth Beer stands in. And the Rough Riders will start to get Danny Duffy up and stretching in their bullpen as here comes John Gopal to go chat with Nordlund. 73 pitches, two outs in the fifth inning for him. Would love to get him through five. He's been phenomenal at getting through five innings this season. With Frisco, he's made 10 starts. He's gone five innings in six of them. In six of his last seven games, he's gone exactly five innings. So he's been a master at chewing up frames for the Rough Riders, and hope he can get out of this. And because it's a scoreless game right now, it makes things even more dangerous. Left-handed hitter Seth Beer is the batter, and lefties have had more success against Nordlund than righties have. Lefties hitting .323 as opposed to righties, a .287 average. All seven home runs that Nordlund has allowed, though, have been by right-handed hitters, not lefties. Seven hits for Amarillo tonight, but no runs to show for it. Runners on the corners, two down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Seth Beer stands in from the left side at Nordlund's pitch. Breaking ball low and inside, missed with a slider. 1-0. The good news is all seven hits have been singles. He brings in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Man, he swung out of his shoes on that slider down low and inside. It's 1-1. So because they've all been singles, Nordlund has not allowed any runs. Or beg your pardon, there has been one double. It was back in the fourth inning by Davison De Los Santos. Here's a throw over to first base. Not in time to try to get Vukovic. Wind continues to blow from right to left here at Hodgetown. Nordlund has his sign, the right-hander ready from the bell. Takes a deep breath, the 1-1. Swinging a chopper to the right side and foul off Beer's foot. One ball and two strikes. One strikeout away from a new season high, and he has a two-strike count. With all those hits, the Sod Poodles have had their opportunities with runners in scoring position. They're 0-4 tonight. Beer stands back in, open stands. Here's Nordlund's 1-2. Runner takes off. It pitches high and away. No throw down to second. Vukovic nearly slipped on the second base back trying to get in there. He's good. A stolen base is 18th of the year in 25 attempts. Two balls, two strikes on Seth Beer. Now two in scoring position. It takes the force out away at second base, but allows Liam Hicks to back up and gives you more coverage to the pull side for Beer, the pinch. Fouled away to the left side over South Buchanan Street. And it's still two balls and two strikes. So with Hicks backing up at first base, you now have a lot more defensive coverage on a ground ball because he's playing way back. Beer is a pull hitter from that left side. 2-2 pitch from Nordlund. Breaking ball hit on a line out to deep right field, down into the corner, and a fair ball bounces up over the wall. It's a two-run ground rule double for Seth Beer, and it's 2-0 Amarillo in the bottom of the fifth. Roberts and Vukovic come in to score, and Seth Beer delivers his 20th double of the season, his 51st and 52nd RBIs, and they break the scoreless tie. It's 2-0 Sod Poodles. He won the battle on the sixth pitch of the at-bat. He got out in front of one and roped it down into the corner. So here's Davison De Los Santos, the pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-1. De Los Santos, a double back in the fourth inning. Nordlund surrenders his first runs, and Josh, how similar is this to game one of the series, with two runs coming in, breaking a scoreless tie in the fifth against Noah Bremer, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pitch down to the dirt again, and it's 0-2.
So that means we'll see another Wyatt Langford home run later. That's what we saw on Tuesday.
It was in the eighth inning in game one on Tuesday. Hopefully it happens a little bit earlier than that, and hopefully the Rough Riders can score more than one run. Action starting to go in the bullpen. Robbie Ahlstrom gets up, and he'll start throwing. 0-2 pitch from Nordy. Way high, all the way back to the backstop. A slider slipped out of his hand, and that moves Seth Beer to third. One ball and two strikes, and now it eliminates any opportunity of trying to throw him out at home. Seth Beer really does not run well at all, so that's a tough 90 feet to give up right there. Nordlund ready from the stretch, and the 1-2 pitch on the way to De Los Santos. Check swing on a pitch away, did not go around. The ball skips away from the bullpen. This on-field bullpen, and onto the field of play where Liam Hicks grabs it. Two balls, two strikes on De Los Santos. It's been a lengthy inning for Seth Nordlund pitch-wise. Nordlund looks in for his sign. He's got it. And he brings it. It's fouled back into Caper's glove. He hangs on for strike three, and the inning is over. But two runs come across. Seth Nordlund picks up his season high in strikeouts, but allows the go-ahead runs to come over. It's 2-0. Amarillo out in front of the Rough Riders. We go to the top of the sixth inning next from Amarillo, Texas, on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Road half of the sixth inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 now against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. At the top of the order, due up though against Yumin Lin, who has been phenomenal tonight. And the first pitch. Rodriguez shows bunt, pulls back, takes outside. One ball, no strikes. Caber Rodriguez, Wyatt Langford, Liam Hicks do up. Yumin Lin, in two starts against the Rough Riders, has thrown 11 shutout innings. The pitch. Outside, it's two balls and no strikes. He's been good against other teams at the AA level, but he's been phenomenal against Frisco.
His last start against Arkansas was good as well. 2-0. Swinging a bouncer down the third baseline. De Los Santos has it in fair territory. A strong throw across is in time. One out here in the sixth inning. Wyatt Langford steps in, but the base is clear. Trailing 2-0. That start against Arkansas, he went six innings, allowing just one run. He did walk four batters. That hasn't been an issue for him tonight. One walk, one hit by pitch. The walk was to Langford, who's one for one with a walk today. The pitch. Langford takes the knees, a strike, and it's 0-1. If he has another hit, he'll tie Evan Carter for the most multi-hit games in a row this season for a Rough Riders player with five. The 0-1 hit high in the air out to shallow right center. A long run in for Castillo. Tim Tawa gets called off, and Castillo makes the catch. That thing was a mile high in the air, and there are two outs. William Hicks, the batter. Two up, two down for Yu Min Lin, who's retired at 9 in a row. Amarillo leads 2-0 in the top of the sixth. Left on left, and Yu Min Lin, the first pitch. Just outside, 1-0. The Rough Riders did not want to see this kind of offensive performance for the second time in the series. Here's the 1-0. It's low and inside to Hicks, 2-0. If you were a harbinger looking at this series, you would not have predicted this kind of event. Rough Riders having two games where you just have one run and no runs. The pick. Hicks misses or takes down low and inside. It's two balls and no strike. But here we are. Only two hits for Frisco against Lynn. The Taiwanese left-hander readies and delivers home. Up and away, ball four. Ball four to Liam Hicks. Two out base runners, second walk for Lynn. Second time Hicks has reached with a hit by pitch and a walk. There's Kellen Strom now, is 0 for 2 today. Strom coming off the good day yesterday with three hits. Looking to build on that. Here's the left-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss down in front on a first pitch changeup. 0-1. The off-speed is what is really good about Yu Min Lin. His fastball will only be 90 to 91. But really good off-speed pitches. The offering is a heater outside at 92, and it's 1-1. He's still very, very young. Lin just turned 20 on July 12th. He stretches in the 1-1. Breaking ball. Top shelf a strike, and it's 1-2. And there's a reason why he's the best pitching prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. His breaking balls, both his curveball and his slider, have 3,000 RPMs and better, rotations per minute, which is very, very good. And the harder you spin it, obviously the more movement you're going to have. And he spins them very, very hard. One ball and two strikes on Kellen Strom. Two outs, runner at first. 2-0 Amarillo. The pitch. Down low and inside. Hits the dirt, goes all the way back to the backstop, and Hicks moves up into scoring position. A wild pitch, and there are two balls and two strikes on Kellen Strom. Rough Riders haven't had a runner at second base since the third inning. We play in the sixth. That walk to Liam Hicks snapped a string of nine in a row, retired by the left-hander. 2-2. Outside. Three balls, two strikes. And a throw down to second base. Hicks was back in easily. Not the action pitch with Hicks at second base and nobody at first. Aaron Zavala on deck for the Rough Riders. Looking for their first hit since that third inning as well when Caper Rodriguez doubled. Here she comes. Breaking ball outside. Ball four. Second straight walk for Yu Min Lin. Runners at first and second for the Rough Riders, and here's Aaron Zavala. Two nothing Amarillo with a two-run double by Seth Beer in the bottom of the fifth inning. The difference in this game. Back-to-back two-out walks for Lynn, and Zavala trying to make him pay. He had a two-run double yesterday. Left on left, the pitch. Zavala takes down and in, 1-0. Zavala struck out in the first inning, grounded out to second in the fourth. Lynn stretches, fires. Swinging a chopper out to second base. Tawa's got it chest high, turns, throws, inning over. Aaron Zavala retired, and the Rough Riders turned away. No runs, hits, errors. Two runners left on base. Bottom of the sixth inning next. The Rough Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
For the first time in a Frisco Rough Riders uniform this year, Seth Nordlund is out for the sixth inning. It's 2-0 Amarillo. Nordlund threw 29 pitches in that fifth inning, allowing two runs, the first two runs of the ball game, and the first pitch is drilled into left field, right at Aaron Zavala, over his head, smacks off the wall. Castillo around first on his way to second. Zavala throws it back in over Chavez at second, and Castillo is safe with a double to lead things off in the sixth inning on the first pitch. Nathan Castillo ambushing Seth Nordlund. Christian Robinson stands in now. Robbie Ahlstrom was throwing last inning. He since sat down, and now he's back up and throwing. Christian Robinson 0-for-2 today, a ground out and a pop out. 2-0 Amarillo in this bottom of the sixth inning. Robinson pinwheels the bat towards the hill, and Nordlund looks in for his sign. He's got it. He fires in. Down low and inside, 1-0. Josh, it was this day in baseball history that there was an occurrence that happened for the first time in Major League history. 1990, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down low and inside, and it's 1-1. It was the Seattle Mariners taking on the California Angels. Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. went back-to-back. First time ever that a father and son had homered in the same game, let alone back-to-back home runs. The pitch. Low and outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Have you ever hit back-to-back home runs with your father?
With my dad? No.
Okay.
No. Unfortunately not. It's pretty cool, though.
One of the coolest moments in Major League history.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
There's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him. 2-2. Ken Griffey Sr., of course, a great player with a big red machine. won a couple World Series with the Reds, and then his son, Ken Griffey Jr., went on to be a Hall of Famer, one of the best players in baseball history. One of the favorites in baseball history as well. 2-2. Slider misses away. Seth Northland shows his displeasure with himself after missing with that pitch. Three balls and two strikes. Who's the best father-son combo in Major League history, you think? The pitch. Runner goes. There's a ground ball out to short. Rodriguez backhands, fires to first, bounces it in, and he caught him. Great play by Kamer Rodriguez. Wow, deep in the hole at short. A sidearm, off-balance throw onto first base, bounced it to first, and he got him in time. Great play. Very close play at first. You could hear the booing. And looking at the replay, it's very close. And that's going to do it for Seth Nordlund, recording the first out here in the sixth inning. So Carlos Cardoza out of the dugout, and he's going to take the ball from Seth Nordlund. What a performance by Nordy in his final start of the season. It was great to see him come back to the Rough Riders, and he exits for the final time in 2023. Robbie Ahlstrom onto the hill, and we return. Riders trailing 2-0 here in the sixth inning of the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bobby Ahlstrom, the pitcher for the Rough Riders in the sixth inning. Frisco trailing 2-0 with a runner at third base and one down. Juan Centeno, the batter against the left-hander Ahlstrom. Seth Nordlund is done in his start. He goes 5 1/3 innings, still responsible for Nafy Castillo at third base. I'll introduce you to Robbie Ahlstrom. He looks over at third base, and he's ready to go. The Riders infield comes in, trailing by 2 runs in this sixth inning. And Centeno in from the left side. 24-year-old, 6'3", 195 pounds. Native of California, up in the Bay Area, grew up in Eugene, Oregon. The pitch, down low and inside. One ball and no strikes to Centeno. Attended the University of Oregon, drafted by the Yankees in the 7th round out of Oregon, and came over in a trade before the 2022 season. The pitch, breaking ball, pops skyward left side and out of play. It's one ball and one strike. This season with the Rough Riders making his 17th appearance, no record, a 4.24 ERA. In 23 1/3 innings, 35 strikeouts to 14 walks. Opponents hitting .233 against the southpaw, who kicks home. Curveball bounced up the middle right to Rodriguez. He fields, holds the runner at third, and fires on first base. Centeno was almost walking down the first base line. He was going so slow, and so Rodriguez had a chance to look him back twice and then lofted over to first base for the out, two away. Yeah, he's 33 years old. Let him just jog down the first base line if he wants.
Who can blame him?
Two 2-0 Amarillo. Now two outs in the sixth inning. Runner at third. Here's Giancarlo Cintrone. And the first pitch bounces in front of the plate. Great block by Scott Capers, the Rough Riders catcher, to save a run. 1-0. Ahlstrom has that nasty curveball, and that time he got way too on top of it and just pierced it into the ground. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-0. Fastball dots the outside corner a strike, and it's 1-1. Trying to hold Castillo at third base and leave him right there. Trying to get some runs in the last three offensive innings. 1-1. High, and it's two balls and one strike. Can't imagine the Rough Riders would be shut out here in Amarillo. They already held the one run and a solo homer earlier in this series. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Burnt one by him, up and away. Two balls and two strikes, and Cintrone steps out. Here's the stretch, and the 2-2 pitch on the way from Robbie Ahlstrom. Swinging a ground ball foul up the third baseline. It's still 2-2. The Rough Riders and Sod Poodles will continue this series tomorrow at 7:05. Tonight is the final 6:35 pitch of the season. 2-2. Curveball, swing and a miss in the dirt, strike three. Robbie Ahlstrom strikes out Giancarlo Cintrone and strands Nafy Castillo at third base. Great performance out of the bullpen, getting a ground out and a strikeout. Side retired, no runs a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. Top seven next. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back. 2-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a stamp. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Another inning from Yumin Lin into the seventh here in Amarillo, Texas. Josh Hatcher, the first one to encounter him this frame. No runs across for Frisco yet on just two hits against Yumin Lin. 2-0 ball game. Lin's first pitch of the seventh. A foul ball from Hatcher. Fastball right back. And it's 0-1 from Yumin Lin. He has pitched six shutout innings twice this season against Frisco. And trying to make it seven against the Rough Riders today. The 0-1. Near the kneecaps, gets a strike call, I should say. It's 0-2. Nobody throwing yet in the Amarillo bullpen. So it's up to Yumin Lin, at least at the beginning of this inning. And they're trying to set him out there for the whole frame. His 81st pitch. Off speed that gets to the backstop, ball one on Josh Hatcher. Hatcher reached on an error back in the second inning, the only time he's been a base runner today, and he was not a base runner for very long. One pitch later, he was wiped out on a double play. The 1-2 delivery. Match takes on the bottom half. Strike three looking. And Yu Min Lin dots it up for his seventh strikeout of the evening. Terrific performance from Yu Min Lin today. And the left-hander from Taiwan has been excellent. So one out in the seventh inning. It's now Franier Chavez to the plate. Switch hitter takes from the right side at strike one from Lin. Seven innings, he's done that once this season as Yu Min Lin. Season high is nine strikeouts, so he'll need to strike out the side in this inning to tie that. 0-1. It's in the dirt, low and away. And now one ball, one strike from Yu Min Lin. I've ever told you my favorite NBA player of all time, Zach Bigley. 1-1 pitch. Chavez grounds it right side. Two hops and fielded by Beer. He drops it, gets it back, runs it to the bag, and produces the out. Unassisted put out by Seth Beer, the first baseman. Knocked it to the dirt, but it was right towards first base, and he makes the out. Two down, nobody on. Chris sees the batter in a 2-0 ball game. Amarillo leading in the seventh.
By this segue, I'm guessing it's Jeremy Lin.
Yeah. I mean, I do have a Jeremy Lin keychain or lanyard I walk around with all the time. First pitch to Chris Sees, off speed up and in. Multiple Jeremy Lin shirts, his autograph.
So the question is, what's more impressive, scoring 30 points plus against the Lakers when he was with the Knicks?
Pitch to Sees, a check swing, it's outside.
Or throwing back-to-back six-plus shutout games against the Frisco Rough Riders for Yu Min Lin.
Both are impressive, but Jeremy Lin takes the cake, no doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's close.
Sure. Yu Min Lin deals in. And Chris Sees hammers it down the right side, a foul ball. Now, Jeremy Lin grew up in Palo Alto. His grandparents had immigrated to America. Jeremy's 6'3", both of his parents 5'6". Somehow he became an NBA player. 2-1 pitch, and Sees swings right through it. It's 2-2. Jeremy Lin just announced yesterday he's going to go play basketball back in Taiwan with his brother, Josh Lin. Of the professional basketball players and teammates now. No relation, as far as I'm aware of, with Yu Min Lin, but he is from Taiwan. 2-2 pitch. And he swings over it, strike three, and Yu Min Lin, eight strikeouts on the day, seven shutout innings with just two hits allowed for the lefty from Taiwan. Terrific performance for Yu Min Lin in his 11th and final start of the year. No score for the Rough Riders through seven innings. Bottom of the seventh coming up, Amarillo leading 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order, Robbie Ahlstrom back out for more relief work for the Rough Riders. 2-0, Amarillo in front in the home half of the seventh inning. Ahlstrom's pitch, a swing and a miss from Tawa, and it's 0-1. Just two runs in so far for Amarillo. That came back in the fifth inning, but they have been the only runs today. for either side. Ahlstrom came in, got both outs last inning, stranded a runner at third. His pitch. Tawa rifles it over the right side. A foul ball and a fly. Pretty deep. Perhaps home run distance. But it's just strike two. Look at some trivia in this inning. I'm Josh Jordan alongside trivia aficionado Zach Bigley.
Aficionado, but not expert.
Sure.
By any means.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. Way to be humble, but I don't know. You're pretty good. Better than me. That's not saying much. All right, the 0-2. Fastball rides upstairs. It's 1-2. It was on this date in baseball history. In 1951, Preacher Rowe got his 20th win of the year. There's a name you haven't heard in a minute. Unless you have, I don't know. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Almost hit the legs of Tim Tawa.
Yeah, we were talking about him yesterday.
Really?
Preacher Rowe.
Yeah, you were talking about Preacher Rowe yesterday? Okay. We don't talk about Preacher Rowe. Great pitcher. 20 wins. He'd only had two losses that year with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
His brother, Minister.
Is that how that works? Two pitch. It's fouled away.
Their cousin, Rabbi.
way to spread it around. Yeah. Multiple different belief systems. I appreciate the love on either side. It's good. Preacher Rowe, great pitcher a few decades ago. 2-2 pitch from Robbie Ahlstrom. A line drive towards second base. Chavez snares it directly at the second baseman. And he barely has to reach out for it on a screamer right to Frainier. And it's out number one. Caleb Roberts the batter. 2-0 Amarillo in the seventh inning. Bags are empty. Preacher Rowe, the year after his retirement in the early 50s, accepted $2,000 to confess to Sports Illustrated that he had used a spitball. You know, he's hit it. Pitch to Roberts is taken for a strike. He was trying to legalize it, make sure that the spitball could be brought back. It was kind of a pariah. It didn't really work. And he became a pariah after confessing that. Pitch in the dirt, and it's now 1-1 on Caleb Roberts.
To the horror of germaphobes everywhere.
Yeah, I agree, actually. Just for that reason. No spitballs. Again, that was his 20th win on that day. Here's the 1-1 to Caleb Roberts. A high fly ball to center field. Strom has a chance at it. Backpedals near the warning track. Still moving back when he makes the catch with his feet just in front of the dirt. And it's out number two. All right, we'll work quickly. So 20 wins. Let's do a question about most wins for pitchers since 2000.
Okay, because I was like, Cy Young.
most wins since 2000 MLB in the past two-plus decades. Trying to get the top, you know, most of the top 10, but who's number one, that sort of thing. Who you got?
Andy Pettit.
Andy Pettit's not number one. He is number 13.
Okay.
J. Vukovic swings and a ground ball back at Ahlstrom. He fields on the second bounce, throws to first, and that's the inning. All right, we'll continue the trivia in the next inning. Zach is one for one in naming a player in the top 15. That's something. That's a start. The Rough Riders need to start offensively. Top of the eighth inning coming up. It is 2-0 Amarillo, and Wyatt Langford will get an at-bat next inning when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
He is not done yet. Yumin Lin returns back for the eighth inning. In his final start of the year, might as well use everything you got in the chamber. Starting pitcher for Amarillo keeps on working in shutout action so far. The Amarillo Sod Poodles have a lead, but it's not a big one. 2-0 with Scott Capers leading off in the eighth. Lynn throws his first pitch of the inning, and it's outside for a ball. He enters the frame with 90 pitches today. He almost certainly will not end the inning unless it goes really quick. They do have a guy in the bullpen warming up. Here's his pitch. It's outside again, 2-0 from Yumin Lin. One shy of his season high in strikeouts. He has 8 tonight. 2 balls and no strikes on Scott Capers. Lin has only allowed 2 hits today. He pitches in. And Capers starts to swing. He held back, and it's now ball 3. It's Christian Montez de Oca. Right-hander out in the pen. You can also hear a reliever for Frisco warming up. That is Danny Duffy, picked up by our crowd mic. Here's the 3-0. It is just a bit low and a walk. Yumin Lin, a 4-pitch base on balls. Just the 4th walk allowed today. And Scott Capers does a good job turning the lineup over. It's now Keber Rodriguez, the batter with nobody out and 1 on, tying run to the plate. We had some trivia started last inning. Most wins since 2000 was the trivia question by a pitcher, Zach Bigley, named Andy Pettit. He's in the top 15. All right, who else you got?
CeCe Sabathia, 249 wins.
He is second. Oh, pitches down and in. And it's ball 1 on Caber Rodriguez, and now a quick mound visit for Yumin Lin.
That's 249 wins, correct?
251.
Dang it.
Okay. So you're very close.
Roy Halladay.
He is 11th.
Clayton Kershaw.
He is 8th.
Max Scherzer.
He is 5th.
Justin Verlander.
He is 1st.
He's 1st, okay.
It's Verlander, 255.
Oh, so really close.
Very.
You just passed him this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I thought he was 1st.
That's totally valid.
Yeah.
We'll give you at least half a point for that one. Still naming all top 15 players. Caper Rodriguez ready, so is Yumin Lin. His 96th pitch is way outside. It's now 2 balls and no strikes, and this 8th inning has gotten away from a little bit. 6 straight balls to open the frame.
Basically just have to name guys who've been really good in the 2000s, not name Felix Hernandez.
Yeah. Here's the pitch to Rodriguez. It is outside again, 3-0. How far down do you think Felix Hernandez was?
I'm going to guess he's top 40.
He's actually top 15.
Really?
It's 14th.
Wow.
Right behind Pettit.
Good for Felix.
A 3-0. It is under the hands. Just gets the strike call on the inside. 3-1.
He won a Cy Young with a 13-12 record.
Yeah. Bill probably deserved it, too. Capers a modest lead from first base. Nobody out. The 3-1. Rodriguez grounds it left side through the infield into left field. Base hit. Capers stops his second, and the Rough Riders are in business. Back-to-back base runners for Frisco. Down by 2, and there's nobody out. And it brings up Wyatt Lankford. It was just 2 days ago when the Sod Poodles had a 2-0 lead. Wyatt Lankford homered in the 8th inning. We're in the 8th inning here. He won't hit a solo home run, and he will not face Yumin Lin, who's going to be pulled before Lankford's at bat. Well, terrific performance today by Yumin Lin. Just 3 hits. No runs allowed. Over 7 innings plus. He walks off, and Christian Montez de Oca replaces him. It could be shutout baseball. Depends on what Montez de Oca does. Yumin Lin could give up 2 runs. He's responsible for runners at first and second. Nobody out in the 8th inning. The Rough Riders hoping to come back from a 2-0 deficit. Stay tuned for Wyatt Lankford's at-bat when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Wyatt Langford steps in. Two runners on for the Rough Riders against Christian Montes de Oca after a pitching change. Nobody out in the eighth inning. First pitch on the inside corner for his strike. 2-0 Amarillo after Yumin Lin finally exits after seven shutout innings, but a walk and a base hit for the Rough Riders. Down by two with a tying run at first base. Christian Montes de Oca deals the 0-1. Breaking ball inside. Just missed the edge. It's 1-1 to Langford.
Isn't it kind of wild, Josh? Sorry that this is his ninth game and you almost expect him to homer here.
It's ridiculous. His status already as a double-A baseball player. He has not been outmatched. Reaching base twice today already. A single and a walk. The 1-1 delivery. Langford checked his swing. It was low and away. 2-1. Christian Montes de Oca has been good. A 4.19 ERA. 58 innings, 53 strikeouts. And a 188 average against the Rough Riders this year. A 2-1 delivery to Wyatt Langford. A pop fly over the left side, giving it a chase. De Los Santos looks for it, but he runs out of room. And lands near the back of the lower bowl here at Hodgetown. Two balls, two strikes. Wyatt Langford, can he add one more really sparkling piece to his double-A resume and what has already been a fantastic beginning? Five multi-hit games over his first eight contests. He could do it again if he gets a base hit here in his ninth. 2-2 pitch from Christian Montes de Oca. Here she comes. Line drive to left field. Roberts running over. It is over his head, and it one-hops the wall. Capers around to third. He will score. Rodriguez to second, and he holds there. It's a long single and an RBI for Wyatt Langford, and the Rough Riders cut the lead in half. Wyatt Langford rams a ball to the warning track, and the Rough Riders are on the board in the eighth inning. Oh, man, he got a hold of that. Not the most he's gotten a hold of this week, but it was plenty. And it breaks the scoreless effort tonight for the Rough Riders in the tying run up to second base.
Scott Capers got a terrible read on that ball. He should have scored easily, and Langford should be at second, and Rodriguez should be at third base.
Had to wait. Liam Hicks now blasts the ball to left field. Roberts running back again. He's near the warning track. Vukovic, the center fielder, there. It's Roberts making the catch. Both runners tag, and they get to second and third on the first out of the inning.
But that should have been another run.
Yeah. Liam Hicks flying out what would have been a sacrifice fly. He does advance the runners. So it's an RBI single for Wyatt Langford. His multi-hit game, six of those in his nine games. He's at second base now, tagging to get to second on the fly ball that Roberts caught just in front of the wall. So now it's Kellen Strom's turn with one out, second and third for the Riders. Montes de Oca is set and his pitch. Swing and a miss from Strom, and it's 0-1. 2-1 Amarillo, the Rough Riders scoring for the first time tonight, and once again it's Wyatt Langford, who had the only RBI on Tuesday. That was in the eighth inning. Had two home runs yesterday, has the only RBI so far tonight. The 0-1 pitch. Down and away again. This time Strom holds back, and it's 1-1. Wyatt Langford catches in. He didn't get extra bases, but he did one hop the fence on his base hit. He's at second, Rodriguez at third. Only one out of the inning. Down by one. Here's the pitch. Strom swings underneath it. Breaking ball for strike two. If he doesn't get aboard, it's up to Aaron Zavala with two outs. right now, one out in the inning. Two strikes on Strom, and before he calls time, the defense calls for a break. It's the catcher, Juan Centeno, jogging out to the mound to have a conversation with Christian Montes de Oca. This inning began with Scott Capers walking on four pitches, and he was not sure if that Wyatt Lankford ball was going to get caught, so he was near second base when that ball got over Robert's head in left field. He was barely past second base and he had to sprint around. He got home without a problem, but Caber Rodriguez only advanced to second. The infield is pulled in now. One ball, two strikes to Kellen Strom with one out. Here's the pitch. It is low and outside. The count runs even, 2-2. Second and third for the Riders. They could take a lead here or at least tie it. All four infielders even with the bags. Rodriguez, the tying run, taking his lead from third base. And here's the pitch. Strom flies it to center field, playable towards right for Castillo. He makes the catch. Rodriguez is tagging. The throw in from right field is a good one. Rodriguez is tagged out of the plate. Excellent throw by Nathy Castillo. And the inning comes to an end. What a throw by Nathy Castillo. Rodriguez trying to hook slide around, and it was a good break, but Castillo in medium depth right field throws an absolute dime to home and just got the tag ahead of Rodriguez, who slid through home, and that's the inning. One run comes in on Wyatt Lankford's RBI single, and the Rough Riders still trail 2-1 into the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Danny Duffy on the hill for the Frisco Rough Riders. As we make our way to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Rough Riders feeling both good and bad at the same time about how that top of the eighth inning went. On one hand, it was their best inning offensively, the only one in which they've scored a run. It's 2-1 Amarillo, Seth Beer at the plate. Lefty-lefty matchup to begin the bottom of the eighth. Duffy's first pitch hits the top of the zone for a strike. On the other hand, the Rough Riders could have had a lot more. It was the RBI single by Wyatt Lankford that really should have been a double. But runners not getting a great break, and it comes back to bite them. Breaking ball low. 2-0 the count. And after a runner tag out of the plate on a F9 double play, Rodriguez trying to tag from third on a sacrifice fly. It turned out to be a tag out of the play in the inning ended. 1-1. On the outside corner, and it's now one ball, two strikes from Danny Duffy. So the Rough Riders still down by a run. 2-1 here in Hodgetown. The 1-2 pitch into Seth Beer. It is high and outside. And Danny Duffy has an even count. Two balls, two strikes against the left-hand hitting leadoff man here in the eighth inning. Duffy set with his brown glove next to his chest. His breaking ball in the dirt. And it's now three balls and two strikes. 0 count to the first man he sees after Robbie Ahlstrom pitched most recently and did so effectively. 1 2/3 innings of scoreless work. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss from Seth Beer, and Danny Duffy punches out the very first batter he's tasked with. Right after Seth Beer had the only two RBI base knock, and only two runs came in his last plate appearance. And he strikes out to be in the bottom of the eighth here. So one out in the inning and nobody on. It's now Davison De Los Santos, the batter. Checked his swing and a pitch outside. It's ball one from Danny Duffy. Duffy comes set. And the native of Lompoc, California deals. Breaking ball low. It's 2-0. Duffy leads the team over the last 10 appearances for any Frisco pitcher. A 1.38 ERA. He's got 18 strikeouts over those 13 innings in his last 10 appearances. The 2-0 pitch, a fly ball to right field, high but playable for Josh Hatcher. Moves a couple steps over to his right, and he makes the catch. A late little lunge, he had to take an extra step towards the alley and right center field, but he put it away. And it's the second out of the inning with nobody on. 2-1 Amarillo, the Rough Riders down to their final three outs. If Danny Duffy can pitch a scoreless frame here, it would be just a one-run margin to overcome. Scheduled hitters next inning are Aaron Zavala, Josh Hatcher, and Frainer Chavez. Two outs and nobody on here. And Nafe Castillo is the hitter. Here's the toss. Low and away. Castillo made an excellent throw in right field to prevent the tying run from scoring. An outfield assist at the plate. And Castillo got the out. Throwing from pretty deep right field. The toss, a swing and a miss, and a ball in the dirt. 1-1 to the right-hand hitter. Duffy also has pitched really well at getting away from Frisco. As much as he likes the ballpark in Frisco, he has an ERA of .82 in road games this year. It's 1-1 is near the shins of Castillo. It's 2-1. And now 19 strikeouts over his last 13 innings and a little bit of change. Two more outs this frame. His last 10 appearances. His 2-1 delivery. Castillo lines it towards shortstop, bounces in front of Rodriguez. He fires to first and gets the out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Danny Duffy. And the Rough Riders offense, which came up just short of tying the ballgame moments ago, is right back out there for what could be the final inning coming up in the ninth. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play. The Rough Riders down 2-1 into the ninth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders trailing 2-1. Here's Aaron Zavala to lead it off. Christian Montos de Oca delivers in the first pitch. Zavala takes a strike in the inside corner and it's 0-1. What a game this has been. The Rough Riders have had their opportunities, mostly in that eighth inning when they scored their first run. And it comes back to the small things with base running. Stretch of the pitch. Zavala swings, puts into the air out to left field. Shallow. Roberts coming in. Tracks it down, makes the grab. One out. There's Josh Hatcher. The Rough Riders had runners at first and second. Nobody out. Wyatt Langford singled into left field, but it went all the way to the fence. Scott Capers was at second base and thought it might be caught, so he tried to tag, and so he had to come in from second base after tagging the pitch. This is down low, and it's one ball and no strikes, and so Caber Rodriguez had to make sure that Capers was going to score and not get stopped at third base, so he stopped at second, and Langford ended up stopping at first on that play, the 1-0. High and outside to Hatcher, and it's two balls and no strikes with one out here in the ninth, one-run game. So instead of runners at second and third, it was runners at first and second. And then there was a fly ball out into left center field to the warning track. The 2-0 is sent high in the air out to deep left center field. Roberts going back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Josh Hatcher takes off his helmet in frustration. He just missed a game-tying home run. And there are two outs here in the ninth inning. Man. Another fly ball out to the warning track in left center. That was almost identical to Liam Hicks' fly ball that the runners tagged and moved from first and second to second and third in the eighth inning. But if they would have been already at second and third, we would have a tie game now at 2-2. So here's Frainer Chavez, the pitch. Fastball, middle, strike one, 0-1. Two outs, bases clear. Rough Riders down 2-1. They've already fallen in this series, 2-1 in game one on Tuesday. The 0-1 pitch from Montos de Oca. Fastball, strike, upper edge, outside corner. It's 0-2. Chavez calls time and steps out. A pair of fly ball outs to left field here in the ninth inning. The Rough Riders in danger of falling in this series, two games to one, halfway through. Montos de Oca rises, he stretches, and the 0-2 pitch, Chavez swings and misses, strike three. The ball game is over, and the Riders fall 2-1 to the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Their second 2-1 loss in three games in this series, and Frisco falls to 32-34 in the second half of play. Here in the Texas League. Well, the Rough Riders gave it a valiant effort, almost an identical game to what we saw on Tuesday, where Amarillo scored two runs in the fifth, the Rough Riders scored their one run in the eighth, and it was not to be tonight. Well, the Rough Riders 2-1 the final. They fall to Amarillo. Josh Warden has your postgame coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders have outscored Amarillo in this series pretty handily after a 9-run win yesterday, but a pair of 1-run losses meant that Frisco trails the series 2-1, albeit with a run differential of +7 this series. Tonight's score, 2-1, Amarillo wins it. Terrific pitching from Yumin Lin. 7 innings exited without a run charged against him. 1 run came in after he left. And so 1 earned run over 7 frames, just 3 hits and 8 strikeouts for Yumin Lin. Seth Nordlund was also pretty good. 5 1/3 innings, allowed just 2 earned runs, but he takes the loss, having allowed the go-ahead runs, even though he did strike out 7. Good bullpen from bullpen work from Robbie Ahlstrom and Danny Duffy, combining for 2 2/3 innings without a hit or a run charged against him. Just not quite enough offense today. The only RBI was on Wyatt Langford's base knock near the wall. One hopped the fence for an RBI single. He couldn't advance to second because the runners ahead of him had not advanced quickly enough, and so he had to wait for a single. He got nearly to second but retreated back to first, and then only that one run scored, and a throw out at home to end the inning really stymied Frisco. And that was in the eighth inning, and then they went 1-2-3 in the ninth. So Frisco loses by 1 run today and drops to 8 games below .500 on the season and trails the series now 2-1. In tomorrow's action, Ryan Garcia gets the ball for his final start. 6.92 ERA for the right-hander out of UCLA. We do not yet know Amarillo's starting pitcher for tomorrow's ballgame in Friday night's affair. That's at 7.05. Frisco only got 4 hits today. They were all by the top 2 guys in the order. 2 hits, Caber Rodriguez. 2 hits, Wyatt Langford. A double and a single for Rodriguez. 2 singles for Wyatt Langford. He's got 6 multi-hit games now of his first 9 contests at AA. No home runs tonight, so that's a change. He had 3 home runs his first 2 games here in Amarillo, but he did draw a walk and went 2-3. So Wyatt Langford looks to continue that hot streak tomorrow in Game 4 of this 6-game series tomorrow night here from Hodgetown. 3 games left in the season for Frisco, and hope to tie up the series and come down the weekend, finish on a strong note for the Rough Riders in their final trio of games in the calendar year of 2023. Take a quick look at what the Texas Rangers are doing today before we sign off. Good news for the Rangers in Toronto, leading the Blue Jays by a score of 8-2 in that contest. And so that's good news for Texas with Evan Carter getting the start today. He is 0-2, but he did walk twice tonight and a score to run. And so good work by him. Jonah Heim, couple hits, same for Robbie Grossman and Ezekiel Duran. Corey Seager, 3 hits with a home run, 3 RBIs today, and a walk. So doing some really good work for the Rangers today, looking to get up to 18 games over .500 and have 2 more wins over the Blue Jays if that score holds in the top of the 8th inning, again leading 8-2. Well, we'll talk to you again tomorrow night, a later game, again pregame 6:50, and first pitch at 7:05 tomorrow night. And a Friday affair here from Hodgetown. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off until tomorrow night. So long, everybody, from Amarillo, Texas.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!